The only way to counteract the imperialist initiative was to engage the imperialists at the same time in various fields. That if the imperialists has the possibility to deal only with one or two countries, he has still the possibility, the economic, the military possibility, to start to try to crush, to smash a revolution. But if his engagement is at the same time in many sectors of the world, for them the business becomes very difficult, impossible. Right now it is so. American imperialism, Pierre Frank stressed already, of course, still maintains very big possibilities. But now it is engaged in many sectors of the world. Of course, in Vietnam it is engaged directly. But in Latin America, it is engaged too, because he cannot forget, the imperialist leadership cannot forget for a single moment what can happen in Latin America. Not within 10 years, but within 10 months. Next month too, in some Latin American countries. And now I think that in Western Europe too, the situation is not so easy for the American imperialism. Not to speak about the domestic situation in the United States itself. This is not the argument of my the contribution, but I think everybody understands very well that the social and political equilibrium existing in the United States for several decades is now completely broken. It is a revolutionary factor operating in the world today. Well, I think that for us, the Cuban conception confirms very completely our conception of the world revolution. Of course, for us it is extremely important that the Cuban leadership reaches this conclusion not from the books, not from the libraries, but from the living experience. From the living experience of their own struggle. And I think that for us it was, since the very beginning of our movement, very clear. It was clear, of course, for Lenin too, since the very beginning, that the real the global strategy to oppose the imperialism is the world revolution. But during an historical period, the world revolution seemed to be some kind of abstraction, some kind of the historical aim of the communist movement, of the working class movement on world scale. Today, we are facing with a real world revolution. The real revolution is the world revolution is a concrete reality of today. Of course, the developing of the world revolution is not so classical, if you like to employ such kind of terms. It does not follow norms, but it is the reality. And now, when we say that there is the possibility to fight against the imperialism on the basis of the concept of the development of the world revolution, we don't say only something of the propaganda field. We express a concrete possibility of today, of tomorrow. Because objectively, in many countries, in many sectors of the world today, it is possible to develop a revolutionary movement. I repeat once more, nor in 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, but right now, in the next month too. For this reason, the global strategy expressed by the concept of 2-3 Vietnam, or more generally speaking, by the concept of the world revolution, is much more realistic than the concept of the peaceful coexistence, or the peaceful transition to socialism. for long years, the people criticize our movement, criticize the revolutionary tendency in the world, because they were, according to their opinion, utopian. They are not a idealistic outlook, not a realistic conception of the real politics. Today I think that the reality is deeply changed, and everybody understands very well that the revolution is a concrete possibility. Well, I think that in the last few months too, the revolutionary movement, the working class movement in the world, did extremely interesting and significant experience. Take some example. When the Korean decided to answer very strongly to the American imperialism, capturing the Pueblo, they applied in reality the very conceptions of 2-3 Vietnam. They said in this very moment, we are not afraid by the reaction, the likely reaction by the imperialists, but since the imperialism, the American imperialism, is so deeply engaged in Vietnam, let us engage it in Korea too, if they want to be engaged in Korea. They reacted very strong, very strong. And what were the results? Everybody saw the Korean got a victory. And the American imperialism was compelled to accept that the La Pueblo is still in the Korean hands. It's not come back to New York, to the America, to North America. And the same time, you know, in Asia, in this Asia itself, the American imperialism is engaged today in various countries, where guerrilla struggle is developing on broader and broader scale. You know very well that the guerrilla struggle exists today in many Asian countries, important Asian countries like Thailand, like Malaysia, like Philippines, like Burma too. And even in Indonesia, where the revolutionary movement got a big defeat only 2 years and a half ago, only 2 years and a half ago, guerrilla struggle started. Of course, it is very difficult for us. It's very difficult for everybody, I think, for people who participate, even for people who directly participate in the guerrilla struggle today, to appreciate exactly what is the scope of the guerrilla movement in Indonesia today. But anyway, we are sure, fully sure, there are full evidence that this movement exists, is developing. And since Indonesia is a very big country, with explosive social contradictions, with big political tensions still today, I think that maybe rather soon, Indonesia will be again at the center of the world attention. Will be again one of the focus of the world, civil war in Asia. And I want to say something more more in detail on Latin America. I think that the strategy of the world revolution of 2-3 Vietnam is realistic also in Latin America, not only in Asia, today, at the present stage. It is true that the guerrilla movement, the revolutionary movement, was partially defeated in Bolivia in the last months. It is true that it was partially defeated probably more than in Bolivia, 2 years ago in Peru. It is true that the situation is not so favorable to guerrilla movement in some other Latin American countries. I think our conception